Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. For those of you just tuning in the last hour, we had Toni Bones on with us. I still have yet to be able to figure out what happened with her connection. She dropped off after doing a couple segments, so hopefully we'll get her back here. And also still to come here tonight, Adam Kokesh has been raided. About 24 hours after appearing on Free Talk Live on Monday night, he was raided Tuesday. We'll talk more about what happened there. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything at 855-450-FREE. Ian and Nemi in studio here tonight. And, Nemi,
yeah.
We were just talking with Jericho out in Virginia. He dropped off the line during the break. We were having a good conversation with him about kind of the nature of the states and how constitutional government is not in any way, you know, it just doesn't work. It hasn't worked. This Constitution, as good of a try as it was, just didn't really pan out very well. And the idea that you could possibly fashion one that's better or more effective at controlling men with power is really nothing more than a fantasy.
Right.
Because
just give it 300 years.
Yeah, once you give, or, you know, in the case of the people that founded it, just give them a few years.
Yeah.
So once you get people in positions of power, you start to see those people become corrupted. And maybe there are some who can resist the control, and maybe they can resist the ring, the ring's influence, but very few people apparently can. And so I don't have any faith that some piece of paper is going to provide us with, you know, the constitutional protections or protect our rights or anything like that. There's no evidence for it.
Right.
So, you know, that kind of led to a conversation about, well, what would be in place of the system that we have today? You know, how would the police look? What would that be like?
Who would build the roads is the famous question.
Who would build the roads is also, you know, a good question.
Sure.
Because people, when they look at the different things that the government provides, there are certain things that governments have always provided, at least as long as we've been alive.
Sure.
And so we presume that it must always provide those things. Where I come from in Florida, the government did the garbage pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And there is probably a lot of people out there where that is the same thing where they live, but and they can't really envision, well, how could this work without the government?
Right.
We would just have trash piling up everywhere. Well, here in Keene, New Hampshire, you can actually hire private companies
Take it yourself.
You can actually go in a truck or whatever and drive down to the transfer station and take care of that. Now, does that mean that some people are going to refuse to pay for garbage service and refuse to take their trash to the dump?
Sure.
Yep. Yep, that's what it means. In fact, when I got to this house, the place was trashed. They were actually storing their garbage. Not only was the house trashed because there were some college kids, shipless college kids living here at the time, but they had actually been stowing their garbage bags in the mudroom in the back room of the entire house. So not in their living area, but in this kind of off-the-house room. They'd just been throwing garbage bags back there.
Yeah.
You know, old milk containers and everything were back in there. So do I think there should have been some sort of punishment for them for that? No, of course not. I think it was really crappy of them to do that, but I'm not willing to put in some sort of crazy system that mandates that people throw things away so the government can have some sort of big
in some cities in New Hampshire,
contract.
they even mandate what color garbage bag you use that you have.
Is that
to,
right?
Yeah, in Concord, I believe you have to buy the purple bags from the designated distributor and use it on the particular day.
Wow.
So yeah.
So not all New Hampshire created equal.
We have trash freedom here in Keene.
But you had asked a good question during one of the breaks or the most recent break about, well, what about crazy people?
Sure. And I don't agree with the use of crazy. I think it's a pejorative because I think...
How about mentally imbalanced?
Mentally ill.
Okay.
You can certainly have a person who has schizophrenia versus a schizophrenic. I think there is... It may seem like semantics or splitting hairs, but it isn't to me. And so my question is, you know, we have here in New Hampshire a mental health crisis where people are waiting days and days to be involuntarily committed or seek emergency psychiatric care. I know New Hampshire's not alone in that, but my question is, we have a news article from today's Union Leader where there was a man who was attacked two nurses, broke one of their jaws. You know, how does that look in a voluntary society is really my question.
That's an interesting question. I would hope that people in those situations would be treated with more compassion than they're currently treated, because right now we're all forced to supply money to this violent monopoly known as the state, that in a lot of cases doesn't really come at those cases, those people with compassion.
You know, that's the sense that I get. That
I've
seen
a guy locked up on a real bad drug trip in jail, in a room where it's not a padded cell. It's not a safe place for him to be, and he's doing things that could harm himself in this particular room. So, you know, I've seen the lack of humanity in the system, and I'm sure that just barely scratches the surface of how bad, like, a state-run mental hospital can be.
Well, sure, and just in this particular instance, the hospital, which is a city-run hospital, ER, pretty rough scene, They're proposing having an armed guard on staff. I don't think that's a good idea. I think that is just going to escalate a situation. But I also don't necessarily agree that the best response to someone who's having a mental health episode is to kill them.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely not a good response.
I see that the state mental hospital has uniformed guards who have tasers, batons, non-lethal force. But yet, at one of the city's one of the state's largest ERs, they want to put an armed guard in there. I just think that's a bad idea.
I want to come back to this discussion and maybe throw out some ideas and hear from you as well, the listener at 855-450-FREE. Is that how you think that handling mental health patients or people that are in need of some sort of help mentally would be better or worse, you know, without the state being involved? Let's get back to that here in moments. But Frank's been waiting patiently in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hi, guys. I wanted to talk about Adam Kokesh and the fact that, you know, I'm surprised he didn't anticipate this, you know, happening, you know, with the media coverage.
Okay, just to bring our listeners up to speed, you're talking about Adam Kokesh. His house was raided last night. There are multiple news reports about this. He is being brought up on charges involving gun possession and also drug charges.
And
they have said, Frank, in the news reports, his roommates say they did expect to be raided.
Well, then that's really most interesting.
I'm sorry, if Adam was saying he didn't expect to be raided,
they say he did expect.
Okay.
They did.
Yeah.
Well, the roommates for sure, but if Adam is saying he didn't, he's playing
stupid.
No one
has been able to talk to Adam on this, as I understand it. He's currently in federal holding center.
That's probably true. And he also is going to be going to court on this, which is really what he wanted to do in a sense.
Reports earlier today said that he was refusing to leave his cell to go to an arraignment.
That's interesting, because by participating in the arraignment, the judicial process regarding his case, his trial, would actually be set in motion. Now, I have one other question. I heard you guys talk about the Constitution issues, but you're missing a very important point. Mm. That is, the Constitution gives the individual specific legal rights to adjudicate in court any violations of the privileges or the rights that are inherent, you know, within the individual through the Constitution. By obliterating the Constitution, there is no legal recourse, in a sense. And that's,
I don't know if you've ever tried to file a suit in government court, but there's pretty much no legal recourse against these people.
But the point is, it's very difficult, but the point is, that is one of the main reasons why you have that. If you go back to the Magna Carta, you see basically the same thing. It allowed the individuals to go to court, even against the king or the crown. So in a sense, the Constitution fulfills that requirement, and you would say the same thing about...
But it's only in a sense. It's only in a theory.
No, because it's not in a theory. We have a whole body of constitutional law that goes back to Marbury.
Good luck filing your suit against the state. They'll cite immunities, Frank.
No, the point is this. You're making wild generalizations. You have to be specific. I will agree that it's very difficult and expensive to do constitutional challenge or a case, but the point is, the means exists for that. By abandoning the Constitution, you have no legal recourse, and that's a very important...
Except revolution.
Point. Thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, it's ridiculous to try... You can't sue the state. They're protecting. They protect themselves. We'll come back with more.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to bring up what you'd like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And with you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features, which we have, including archives that go back for years worth of Free Talk Live. You can click and download as many episodes as you would like. They are free for you, freetalklive.com. Plus, our SoundCloud player is built right into the archive pages. Makes it easy to just hit the play button right on the page or download it, or you can hit the share button and then easily share your favorite episodes on Facebook with your friends or Twitter or whatever other social bookmarking site you enjoy. Plus, on SoundCloud, we'll also post up things like interviews. So the interview of Adam Kokesh that we did on Monday, I cut that out last night. I put it up as a separate interview, so if you wanted to share just that interview or maybe with Danny from the UK that we talked to last night, that interview will also be, or it is also available to you through our SoundCloud page. So you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to go straight to those, and go to freetalklive.com to grab up a bunch of archives at your leisure. Now, will things get worse before they get better, or get better before they get worse? Well, why not both? Quantum Vibe is a sci-fi webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future. As she travels among the various settled, increasingly statist worlds in the solar system, young Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. Now, the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beezer have been collected in the trade paperback volume Quantum Vibe, Volume 1, Nicole. It's available right now through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, as well as BigHeadPress.com. That's the publisher. List price is $14.95, but the last time I looked on Amazon, Quantum Vibe Volume 1 was going for about $11 with free Super Saver shipping. So I'd recommend you go to shop.freetalklive.com, click into the Amazon that's right for you, and order Quantum Vibe Volume 1 through Amazon. That way, Big Head Press gets a cut, Amazon gets a cut, and Free Talk Live will get a cut when you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. All right, so Adam Kokesh is in the news in a big way today. He's hit the Drudge Report. It's major news in the D.C. area. He had been making news previously for threatening a open carry march on Washington, D.C. He decided to not have that march happen. He canceled that march a few weeks before it actually occurred. Then, on the day that it was expected to occur, or that it was originally to occur, he showed up in D.C. alone, apparently, or maybe with one cameraman, and with what appears to be a shotgun and some shells, and loaded those shells into said shotgun, racked the shotgun, and said a few words. It was about a 23-second video. We played it here on the air for you, and yesterday his house was raided. Let's go to the phones here. We'll give you more information about what happened there. It's got actually a press release from Adam's Facebook page, as well as the news media's view of the raid. First, though, let's go to Jose, calling from Brazil. Jose, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Welcome, sir. Great.
Yes, I wanted to talk a little bit about Adam. And first, let me start by saying that the previous caller, I find that very funny, right, when people try to make sense of the law, and in reality, you cannot make sense or reason with someone that is pointing a gun at you.
That's a great point. You're talking about Frank's call earlier where he was insistent that the Constitution has provided us with a protection to bring charges against the state or the state actors, and I think that that's nothing more than mythology. It's just promoting propaganda because there's no chance that you can successfully sue the state in most instances. Yes, every now and then you'll see someone manage to pull it off, but for the most part they just will shut you down before even the first court hearing.
You know, that's put beautifully in Alice in Wonderland in the last chapter of the book, where Lewis Carroll is talking about that she's having the trial, and the king comes, and she's trying to make a defense or something, and the king comes at some point and says, this is rule number 42. All persons more than a mile high have to leave the court. I don't know if you remember that, right?
And she's
the first. He's just making up rules as they come along because he has the gun on his hand, right?
That's right.
So I don't think at the end of the day you can make sense of this. And I don't know, this Adam could be facing 10 years in prison, right, if the whole thing
That's
goes.
That's right.
And that reminds me, I don't know if you know this guy, this white supremacist called Edgar J. Steele.
No.
He's also, he used to have a program, a radio program called the Nickel Rant. And he was a political activist, right? And he got life in prison for attempting to murder his wife, apparently. But the funny thing is that now his wife, he's saying that everything was made up, right? And he's life in prison now. So I don't know. Adam could go 10 years or 20 years in prison, something like that, for this, right? And in the meantime, I look at, we have Guantanamo open, right? We have presidents who lie to the American people to bring them to a false war.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A million collateral damages, 4,000 plus soldiers dead, and no real justice happens in any way, right?
That's right.
How far are we gonna go, right? We're all being spied and hello NSA.
Well, that's a good question. How far are people gonna let this go? I mean, it seems like they're really willing to let it go pretty far. You've got the people calling themselves the state that are committing murder all around the world. They're arresting millions of individuals in this country just for, you know, possession of some sort of plant or chemical. I mean, there are people having their days ruined by parking tickets and speeding tickets.
People saying that they're okay with the NSA wiretapping them because they're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, and so there's so many different instances of the police state. You've got Boston where, of course, they went house to house and raided people's homes for looking for a suspect. And, yeah, what are people willing to put up with? Apparently quite a bit. I mean, back in Nazi Germany, they voluntarily checked into their gulags. So there's that. Thanks for the call tonight, Jose. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you would like. People will do as they're told right up until the bitter end,
yep.
It seems like.
Until it affects them personally.
But in some cases, they don't even realize that. Like I was saying, gulag's not the right word. But, as I understood the story from Nazi Germany, when the Jews were taken in and brought into the cities and concentrated in these areas, they did that on their own.
Yep, signed up willingly.
They
motivated by food stamps.
Whatever the motivation was, the point is, they didn't realize what they were getting into. They didn't know it was going to end up in, you know, burning them alive,
yeah,
or whatever other horrifying demise was awaiting them. They were just doing what they were told. They were good little citizens.
That's right.
So when are you
going to
stop?
Their government will protect them.
When are you going to stop being a good little citizen and start being somebody who actually cares about freedom enough to do something about it? 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will continue. Adam Kokesh was willing to do something about it. Did he do the right thing? Well, that's for you to decide. Let's look a little bit deeper into it here in moments. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Got a simple question for you. can you sell?
Yes? Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. More to come about the Adam Kokesh raid. His home raided. He and his roommates detained, and then he eventually arrested for drug charges and gun charges.
Yep.
We'll give you more information at 855-450-FREE. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands that you want at the lowest prices. Ammunitions, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. So they've got the lowest prices. Go and see for yourself. Feel free to price around, but you're going to end up getting it, likely at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got it, and it's a great price. ManVentureOutpost.com. As we continue here, we go to Jonna in California on Skype. Jonna, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Hey.
Well, I want to talk more about what a voluntarist society would look like.
Sure.
For me, I'm kind of new to the liberty movement in a way, as far as taking this journey towards voluntarism, because I was a constitutionalist, a conservative constitutionalist, who just saw so much to me injustice, inconsistency, hypocrisy, and rules not being followed, the Constitution mm-hmm. not being followed. I totally agree with the concept that when people get power, they become corrupt. They one way or another, no matter what their good intentions are, they just feel like they have a little sword in their hand and can go wield it around, and suddenly they're immune from rules. Or they make rules to make themselves immune.
Yeah, and by all evidence, they are almost completely untouchable.
But when we have these discussions in our home, which, you know, everyone in my house is a Free State Project, signed up for the Free State Project.
So awesome.
And we have these discussions a lot. And my question always comes down to, I guess this is where I'm not quite totally a true believer, so to speak, because what does justice look like? It's one thing to say, well, people want security, so there'll be private security businesses that'll go around protect you. Okay, my husband is murdered. The private security company investigators do an investigation. They catch somebody that they think did it. They, you know, I don't know for sure they did it. Maybe it's not a clear-cut case. Maybe there's several possibilities.
Well, let me stop you there before you go on. Because
I don't know where to go with that.
Right, this is a tough issue. And for me, it was one of the last issues that I really had to come to grips with to understand how we can replace this violent monopoly system that we have with a free market system in all these areas that currently the government monopolizes. So, you know, if this protection agency or insurance company or whatever they'll end up being, if they think they've got the right guy, they better be damn well sure they've got the right guy, because in a world in which you don't have a government granting itself monopoly privileges, these people would be arresting and caging people on their full liability, meaning that if I think that Nenny committed this crime and I'm in, you know, the company owner or whatever, the person operating this company, and I'm so certain of it that I'm willing to bet whatever the penalty would be if I'm wrong, I go and arrest Nemi, and I've made a mistake. If my investigators botched the investigation, turns out it was somebody else who looked like Nemi, but it wasn't actually Nemi, then Nemi's got me and my company and the investigators on full liability for kidnapping. And so she would be able to turn around and sue and get, you know, whatever amount of...
Where would she sue him?
Well, in theory, she would sue the company or their insurance.
In a court?
In what court? That's a good
question.
But
see, we're back to a justice system. We're back to a court.
So the answer is arbitration. The answer is arbitration. We currently have arbitrators today. If you look at your cell phone contract, it may actually say in there that you waive the right to go to government court and instead consent to arbitration by a company like the American Arbitration Association. So we already have arbitration now, and we would probably just have more of it in the absence of the government monopoly court system. But that's not still an answer, because it leads to more questions like how we decide
certainly.
Which
court. We look at a jury trial. We say there's rules for evidence. There's rules for, you know, proving someone's guilty. There's things that have to happen.
And the arbitrators would have rules, too.
And what do you do if somebody doesn't go to arbitration?
Well, the arbitrators would come up with their own rules. The arbitrators would come up with their own rules, and there may be industry standard rules that they could agree upon. But ultimately, you, the consumer, would end up choosing the arbitrator who had the best system or the most, you know,
justice. Arbitrator says, if you're the murderer, we cut your head off. Another one says, if you're the murderer, we cut your hands off. Another one says, we just let you go because it's okay. So,
well, which
what
one
I'm
do you think would be the most
is,
satisfying to customers? I mean, do you think customers
would
be satisfied by an arbitrator?
That's true.
Do you think customers...
Everyone has different things
sure.
they care about.
And that's why
these
we should
great
have,
questions.
And that's why we should have choices in the marketplace so people can choose the arbitrators that are best right for them.
So
but
if I'm a murderer, I have to pray that the person picks the arbitrator. I mean, so... If,
well, right
I mean,
now you do that. Right
and
now,
when, well, that's true.
Right now, you do that wondering if the person you're robbing has a gun in their house or not.
Well, they do stupid plea bargains and plea you down to know it really wasn't murder anyway.
Well,
but,
again, I would have to ask you. I mean, I guess it would depend on the kind of people that you live by, right? Because the people that are running these arbitration systems will only be able to be successful if they're satisfying customers. So what do you think would satisfy people? Do you think people would be satisfied with letting a murderer go? I mean, I can't imagine an arbitrator is going to make much money doing business like that. But there's also another important point to consider here, and that is that in most instances, arbitrators will be picked in advance. So if we're talking about contracts or agreements with landlords and things like that, those contracts would have an arbitrator specified in the agreement, so therefore there's no question about to which arbitrator you will go
How do you pick a contract to not kill my husband?
I don't have a contract with your arbitrator, Ian.
Right, that's why I was just saying, in situations with agreements, mm-hmm. the arbitrator will be chosen in advance.
Right.
Obviously, with a violent crime, you're not going to have an agreement
right.
in place there. So in that case, both sides would then have to agree upon an arbitrator. And if they couldn't agree upon an arbitrator, then they would have to each side pick an arbitrator, and then the arbitrators would have to agree upon an arbitrator.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. I'm not saying it would be simple, but that would be kind of some of the ideas as far as how this would work. I don't know if I've answered all your questions, though, Jonna.
No, it's just that's the part that's really confusing to me. It's, I understand contracts, I understand free market, but when it comes to actual crimes like murder, rape, you know, mm-hmm. violent crimes, that somebody just walks up to you and whacks you in the head or something, I'm not clear how that works. I understand our system seems arbitrary, but what I'm kind of hearing, when we say our system doesn't work because of corruption, because of individuals, honestly, because of individuals who get power and corrupt it, mm-hmm. and they get, when we're talking about a voluntary society, we're talking about a bunch of individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So each, lots
but
of
no one has a monopoly on
corrupt.
Violence, but those individuals don't have a monopoly on violence, so therefore the only way they can actually do business is if people are satisfied with their customer services.
Well, what if they have a monopoly on violence because they got a lot of friends and just made their own gang to decide they are the monopoly
mafia,
on violence?
Right.
That's,
that's
a possibility. Now, in that case, something you'll have to consider is that if it does come to that somewhere, and there's certainly that possibility. If it does come to that, the question is, will they have legitimacy? Because right now, the reason why, if the cops come to your home and raid your home, well, each individual decides what other individuals have legitimacy. Right now, people in society believe in government, and so when the government police murder someone, or they, you know, destroy someone's house, or like they did with Adam Kokesh, ransack a home and arrest people, then they, if Adam Kokesh had taken that shotgun and had fired back at the police, there would be most everyone in society would look at that situation and say, well, clearly Adam Kokesh was in the wrong.
Right.
Even though someone might, you know, somebody from a liberty perspective might look at that and say, well, it was the police that were in the wrong. Adam hadn't hurt anybody, so he was fully within his rights to defend himself. So in the theory, the theoretical situation that you've provided where, you know, a group of people seizes control and they're the only protection agency in town, the question is, what will the people think about them? We'll come back to that.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. Privacyradio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you'd like. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
We're addressing some of the more difficult questions around what things would be like without the monopoly on violence known as the state. And it starts to get pretty complicated when we're looking at the court system and the so-called justice system. Of course, we know that today there's very little justice to be found in the government's court system. And was there ever? I don't know. Certainly not in my lifetime. But
I think the caller made a good point. What does justice look like? I think justice looks different to everyone.
Yeah. Well, could it really be worse? Could the free market justice system with competition involved in it actually end up being more unjust than the government one-size-fits-all monopoly that we know treats people like garbage and walks all over people's rights? So keep that in mind as we're having this discussion. And also keep in mind that I don't know what the hell things are going to look like. All I'm throwing out are some ideas. And, you know, they're valid ideas based on how some things already work, like we already have arbitrators. There are already private arbitrators like the American Arbitration Association, and you'd be surprised how many like corporate agreements that you might have entered into that actually specify that you've waived your right to government courts and instead subject yourself to the jurisdiction of the American Arbitration Association. They're pretty frequently seen
now,
in a lot of private agreements.
Now, have you been through an arbitration? I haven't.
Not through the AAA. I've been involved in some private arbitration between some activists here in Keene over time, where, you know, both parties consent to the arbitrator's decision, and then, you know, they hash it out.
Sure.
But we're talking about more of a criminal aspect on things as far as, you know, what happens. Okay, it's one thing to say, yeah, we'll have a contract with each other, and then if we break that contract or one person breaks it, then it goes to an arbitrator, and it's pre-advanced or predetermined. And how those things are decided. One of the other things that we need to look at here, and we're bringing Jonna back on the line from California. She's on Skype talking with us about this. And you know, some of the things we covered here, it's really tough to get a grip on. For me, it took me two reads through a chapter in The Market for Liberty, which I think is a fantastic book that really explains this probably a lot better than I am here. And you can go to book.freetalklive.com, and there it's one of the free books that we give away over at Free Keene. I'll actually forward you to the Free Keene site. There's several free audiobooks on one page at freekeene.com, and one of them is The Market for Liberty. It's also available, I think, in PDF form, so you can download it to your preference. But anyway, one of the things that I thought was important to point out here about how things would be different is that you could also have insurance company that protects you and your family. This might be one of the services of the protection agency, or maybe the protection agency will be a service of an insurance company, or who knows how it'll end up working out. But that insurance company would, in a lot of cases, in, for instance, let's say a property damage case, or somebody gets hurt in one of these cases where there's some sort of damage, the insurance company may conduct an initial investigation, conclude that you're not trying to scam their system, and then, you know, cut you a check to make you whole for whatever the damage was that was done. Then the insurance company then acts as your subordinate, essentially, or that's not the right word, but essentially your stand-in, and they go through the legal process. They then attempt to, you know, extract whatever payment they can from the criminal through the system of arbitration. So I forget where he left off right before the break there.
That's about where we left off. And then as we were on the break, I was thinking, okay, I brought the scenario of my husband, you know, somebody who's important to me. But when we talk about justice, I mean, I guess you could also go, what does that even mean? What does that word even mean? But let's say you're the homeless guy. And you're just a loner. No, you have no family. You have nothing. You got murdered. Who cares about that? Who cares? You know, we have serial killers who picked on homeless people, who picked on prostitutes, the people who had fewer people to care about them.
Including the police, by the way. The police, in a lot of cases, are the ones rousting homeless people out of their camps and arresting homeless people and trying to make cities appear as though they don't have homeless people by putting them in jail cells. So certainly the police aren't out there helping out the homeless in a lot of places. But who cares about the homeless? Well, care about homeless people.
So when they're victims of those kinds of crimes, you know, who as a, we tend to think as a society we don't want murderers amongst
us. Doubt. And I think that in society, I think that you would find that protection agencies would investigate crimes because they don't want murderers around. You know, they, as a service of protecting their customer, even if a murder happens that's not to a protected customer, not to a signed up client, you know, let's say they discover this body of this homeless person that we're talking about here, that there would be maybe more than one protection agency interested in investigating that, because then they would be able to, you know, claim that they caught the bad guy in that particular case, because there's no reason why that murderer might not murder some family that the insurance company is providing services for next. So there's an incentive there, but also there's an incentive by the fact that there are people who care about the homeless. I donate to the local homeless shelter here in Keene. It's called the 100 Night Shelter, and I do it on a yearly, actually I've got a monthly donation, but I also do yearly donations to them because I don't want to be homeless, and I, you know, don't want to put myself in. I can put myself in their shoes, and I can know, gosh, that's got to be terrible. So maybe I could give some money to this organization that helps those folks. So I think that, yes, it's certainly true that fewer people care about homeless people than the average person, but I think that there would be incentives in the marketplace for protection companies to be concerned with that.
I can see that. Well, thank you for the suggestion on the book. I think I'll go look that over.
Yeah, it's a good one. Like I said, it took me a couple read-throughs on the chapters on justice to really kind of grasp what was going on there. And it's still kind of a scary thing, you know, because it's uncharted territory. We don't know what this is going to be like. We can sit here and speculate throughout. You know, we can spend the rest of the third hour on this
topic.
Look? Right, speculate on what it might look like. But all I know is that I think that things are better when we have choice. And while it may be difficult for us to envision how exactly choice could work in a justice system, I don't even know if that's the term we should use, but in, you know, free market, let's call it free market justice, even though we may not be able to envision exactly how that would work, we can come up with some basic concepts. And knowing that if choice is available, that people would choose the best option. Now, that could mean that people are going to choose the most humane option, or if you live in a place with a bunch of jerks, it could mean that you could be put to death for chewing gum on the street.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
Go with the mafia option.
There's a chance that, and this is a realistic concern, that in the free market, there could be some areas that are less free than what we currently have today because of private property rights.
I can see people getting scared. Okay, like you said, the system we know is corrupt and messed up.
That's correct.
And we're looking to quite a picture of something we don't quite know or have firsthand experience with, or have even really seen, can look over there and say that's what it looks like. But, and so people, human nature is, I'd rather stay with the devil I know than the one I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
And so that's what's going to make the hardest switch. So in that fear, that's where the mafia groups. I can see people getting together and say, fine, we'll just group up and we're not going to let anyone, you know, we're going to.
We got this covered. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see people doing that in their fear. And then what does that lead to? Because we're the big gang on the block. The corruption issue, which leads
right
to the violence.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just see it's very
well. Remember the difference,
and
I'm glad you brought it back around to that because that was the last part of the last segment. Yeah. Was what about what if a group comes to power, or comes, you know, what if some sort of group that's offering these services somehow manages to seize control and become the only option in an area, and in that case, I would hope that it would be clear to the people in that area that, hey, this group is not acting based on consent anymore. So the idea is we'd have to get to a society in which people understand and value the concept of humans interacting consensually in order to have this free market justice system in the first place.
Right.
So once that happens, hopefully people will value this consensual life that they're living, and then all of a sudden, if Acme Protection Services decides to go rogue and start threatening their previously voluntary customers and demanding extractions from people on the street or whatever other violence that they're committing on people, that at some point when somebody pulls a gun on one of these so-called protection agents and blasts them for threatening them or their family, that people in the community will look at that person as somebody who did the right thing because they were being threatened by men with guns, and so they defended their family, which is what people can't do today because of the state and the idea of legitimacy that the state has in people's minds. There's nothing you can do to the police as far as defending yourself is concerned. But if it's, you know, Acme Protection Agency that's now all of a sudden threatening people, burning houses down, raping women or whatever,
yeah,
then it should be pretty clear to people that that's what they're doing and that it's bad and that people should be able to defend themselves against them. And if it's not clear to people, then you've got the problem of the state right again, you know, back again on your hands.
Right.
And so it's certainly, it depends on what people believe in the first place as to whether or not this stuff will even have a chance at coming about. And thanks, Jonna, for the call tonight.
Thank you.
And I think that, you know, worst case scenario, even if we can get just down to a government where the only thing they do is actually protect people from murder and rape, that'd be better than
war
on drugs.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.